will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. The heavens shall praise your wonders. O Lord, your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours. As for the world and the fullness thereof, you have founded them. You have a mighty arm, strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name shall they rejoice all the day, and in your righteousness shall they be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment I have received of my Father. Then came the Jews and said, If you be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Psalm 90. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning, and your faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yes, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes your house, O Lord, forever. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. And the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.